For our next article, it's back to England, and more specifically, to London, for the Notting Hill Carnival. For 2 days, at the end of August, Notting Hill hosts the biggest street party in Europe. There's a lot more to this annual event, however, than just having fun.
For 2 days at the end of August, 2 million people descend on the narrow streets of Notting Hill in West London. There are 70 different stages, fixed and mobile, with steel bands, sound systems, calypso and soccer music, and much more. Add in the thousands of costumed dancers, the hundreds of street food stands, and the 9,000 police assigned to control the mostly peaceful crowds, and it's not surprising that the authorities have often suggested moving all of this to one of London's big parks. The suggestion has horrified many. "It is on the street and it stays on the street," says Clary Salandi, one of the carnival's many organisers. "We are not taking it to a park behind a fence, no way." The source of this passion can be traced to the Caribbean islands of Trinidad and Tobago, from where many of those who started the Notting Hill Carnival in the 1960s originally came. There, the carnival tradition began after the emancipation of slaves in 1838. "Slaves were not allowed to walk the streets. No more than 10 were allowed to congregate," explains Claire Holder, another carnival organiser. "So after emancipation, they ran onto the streets in song and dance as a celebration of their freedom." More than a century later, thousands of the descendants of those people were encouraged to emigrate to Britain, which desperately needed labourers in the 1950s. Many settled in Notting Hill, but the reception from white Londoners was hostile. Racism was standard, and there was constant violence from British fascists. Eventually, in 1958, Notting Hill erupted in a full-scale race riot. The carnival came out of this cauldron of hate that was expressed by white people toward black people, explains Chris Mullard, an organiser. Why Notting Hill? Purely and simply because of the riot. People came together and said, "We've got to find a new way of relating to the host society." And there was also a need to express anger, to control anger, which carnival can do. At first, it was a small indoor event, held to raise funds to pay the legal fees of blacks arrested during the riot. Then, in 1966, it took to the streets as a peaceful expression of rebellion, the black community claiming their right to live freely in Notting Hill. But then, in the early 1970s, something extraordinary happened. "It was not a gradual thing," Darcus Howe, a veteran carnival organiser who died last year, told one journalist. "Suddenly, one summer, we moved from about 10,000 people to a quarter of a million. Nobody had ever seen so many people gathered at ease. The carnival did more to bring whites and blacks together than anything else." And so today, more than 50 years later, the party stays on Notting Hill's streets, where it originated and where it belongs.